Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Charmaine with you on the Way of Life program. We're going to speak today about time is not the end of you. Many of us have made adequate preparation to be successful during our time on earth. But we seem to have forgotten that our time on earth is not the end of us. Our time on earth can be likened to the beginning of a journey. But when it ends, eternity begins and does not end as time does. So let me say, regardless of what you choose to believe in, regards to eternity, eternity will be our final destination. Your choice to disbelieve the truth about eternity does not change its reality. One day soon, we will make a painful discovery, as has been the case with many, but it may be too late. It was too late for many. Don't let their experience be ours. We can choose to spend eternity with the Lord by believing and receiving Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, or spend it in hell by rejecting Jesus Christ, who is the only Savior of mankind. Jesus Christ is the only Savior of mankind. There is no other. Acts 4:12 tells us, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. For the rest of us, as we have made adequate preparation to be successful during our time on earth, let us keep our eternal destination before us and always be in a state of readiness. For as sure as we were born into this world, we will leave this world. Physical death is the means by which we will leave this earth. We have an appointed time to leave this earth. It's an appointment that we cannot cancel. This appointment is marked by time. Hebrews 9:27. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. When that appointed time comes, let it be that we would have accomplished what we were born into this world to do. Regardless of the many challenges that we would have faced, let it be said that we would have fought a good fight and completed what God has purposed for us. 2 Timothy 4:6-7. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering. This is Paul speaking. And the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. This is the voice of someone who understood that his time on earth was for something much bigger than himself. Though faced with many challenges, death to his own selfish desires was his ultimate preparation for the accomplishment of his God-given assignment on earth. He told us in 2 Corinthians 11:24-28, some of the things that he suffered. He said, 5 different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night and a day adrift at sea. I have traveled on many long journeys. I have faced danger from rivers and from robbers. I have faced danger from my own people, the Jews, as well as from the Gentiles. I have faced danger in the cities, in the deserts, and on the seas. And I have faced danger from men who claim to be believers but are not. I have worked hard and long, enduring many sleepless nights. I have been hungry and thirsty and have often gone without food. I have shivered in the cold without enough clothing to keep me warm. Then, besides all this, I have the daily burden of my concern for all the churches. These were some of the things that he suffered while remaining focused on accomplishing the purpose for which he was born. None of these things moved him. He understood that his time on earth was not for self-satisfaction. As he left the brethren to go to Jerusalem, these were his words to them in Acts 20, 22-24. And see, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations awaits me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself. In other words, whether I live or die is not as important to me as completing the mission which has been given to me by the Lord Jesus Christ, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And I ask, what is more important to us? The Lord wants me to say to all of us this afternoon, prepare to face eternity. Prepare to stand before God. The time is coming. So you can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access. Well, I thought it would have been any of the episodes, but we have most of them downloaded, so you will get some, but there are quite a bit right there for you to tap into. Okay? God bless you. Shalom.
Tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.